to another special edition of Anti-Psychiatry Radio. I'm your proud host and producer of this very unique, empowering, I like to think, program on CKLN. You're listening to 88.1 FM. Don Weitz is my name, and I come to you the second and fourth Fridays every month for a half hour, 6:30 to 7. Tonight we have a special program, as usual, and first we are going to be talking with, I am going to be talking with Mel Starkman, and then after, this is a special interview on the Psych Out fundraising event, which Mel will tell us more about, and then after that, I will be speaking about the current campaign to ban the infamous ECT or electroshock machines wherever they are. And so let's, without any more delay, let's start with Mel. Mel Starkman is an anti-psychiatry activist, the archivist for PSAT, which stands for, that's P-S-A-T, friends, standing for Psychiatric Survivor Archives of Toronto, which we'll be doing a special show, I hope, about that in the near future. And Mel is also a member from the start of the Psych Out Fundraising Committee. So welcome to CKLN Anti-Psychiatry Radio, Mel.
Thank you very much, Don. It's always a pleasure to appear on your show.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad you're here. It's not easy to sometimes to get down to the studio, especially when it's cold out. So listen, tell us about, there is a, first, can you tell us what Psych Out is all about before we get into the fundraising event?
Well, Psych Out is a conference for organizing resistance against psychiatry. It's going to be a fun night of art, music, and fundraising. And we welcome you to participate and attend this fun night of fundraising. And this, we will repeat this. It's on January the 15th of this year at Trinity St. Paul Church, 427 Bloor Street West, from 7 o'clock till 10 p.m. Right. And go ahead.
No, well, that's good. Now, can you tell us, is this free or is there any charge, Mel?
Well, we're hoping to, obviously it's a fundraiser. Yeah. We're charging $10 at the door for people that can afford it, $5 for people who are unemployed, like students and that sort. And nobody will be turned away, we can assure you of that.
Well, that's important.
We're hoping that some people will feel free to emboss that contribution to something that's more in their line of ability to pay, yeah. Because we're, you know, the more money we raise, we need seed money for the conference. The conference is going to be an expensive production or operation. It's coming up May the 7th to 8th in 2010, and we're bringing in people from the international circles, and, you know, we can't ask them to come on their own hook. We have to pay for the transportation. We have to pay for their staying in Toronto. We have to pay them something for their speaking, and we are dependent on registrations, but the registrations are coming in, you know, slowly and happily. We're getting some, but we have to have seed money to operate so that we can collect money.
Yeah, well, at least we hope to be able, right, to pay for some of the people. I don't know whether Psych Out can pay for everybody coming in, because that's quite a bit, but still. Getting back to the fundraiser, on, you said January 15th.
January 15th.
Now, can you tell us what some of these special attractions are? I understand that there is going to be entertainment, right? So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we have a noteworthy lineup of entertainers who are doing this gratis, and we're very fortunate and thankful that we have them. And topping the list, or just in the order that they appear on my sheet here, is social justice activist, feminist Faith Nolan and the QP Freedom Singers. Mm-hmm. Now, another artist that's going to appear is singer-songwriter Mama D. Juno Award folk singer Roger Ellis.
Yes.
Bill Urich, who will sing the anti-Big Pharma song, The Pill Song. Right. Parkdale outreach worker pianist Bob Rose. Tom Smarta, self-taught folk singer who wrote and will sing the Lubicon song. Yep. Eric Fabrice and other artists as they come along.
So maybe if somebody... maybe is it possible if somebody comes in, strolls in, but it's not listed on the program and is a guitarist, for example, or a singer, do you think he or she might be able to play something?
Well, we've divided it up into 20.
I see there are 7 artists listed so far.
Well, we've divided it up into 20 to 25 minute segments, and that kind of, it's a 3-hour function, and that kind of covers everything. But I'm sure if somebody comes in and wants to play one song, they can spell one of the artists off, who will be much more than willing to be spelled off.
Well, that's good, but it's a pretty tight program, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're not about, friends, to turn people away. This is not the way we do things in Kappa, which, by the way, I think the Kappa is the Coalition Against Psychiatric Assault, is very involved in this, in helping this fundraiser, right?
Yes, and it is the conference is a University of Toronto conference organized by Kappa.
Yeah, and is there somebody from Kappa that's going to be speaking?
Shandel Diamond, who is one of the organizers of the conference, will be speaking for a couple of minutes on the purposes outlining the conference and just making a few comments on the conference itself.
Right, and is somebody emceeing?
Yes.
Mistress of Ceremonies, I understand. Who is that?
That's Anna Willits, and we're very fortunate to get her because she's a well-known organizer and outspoken activist in the community. Yeah. And Anna Willits will be emceeing this fun and entertaining night.
Yeah. Well, we, as also in case some of you listeners didn't know, I also happen to be working with Mel on the committee. We have 4 PIP people. Ilona Abramovich. Ilona, if you're listening, hi. There's a shout out to you. And Moran Millman. So there's 4 of us, just for the record. And I want to say also, and you know him, Ken Innes.
Yes.
He's a consultant, right, with us?
Very definitely. As a matter of fact, he purchased some sound equipment for us, and that's very, very kind of him. We had him test the acoustics, and they're acceptable, if not the greatest, but it'll be a fun night because it'll be a toe-tapping night.
Yeah, well, let's hope, and... let's hope that when people come, there's be some great singing, as I understand from, and some very empowering songs. I understand Roger Ellis, whom we have down here as a folk singer, will be singing. He has composed the first and only that I know of anti-shock song, a very strong song that exposes it as.
And he's going to have his CD there, which includes the anti-shock song, and that will be for sale for a fundraising project at the same night.
Is there anything else for sale?
Yeah, well, refreshments will be served, and not elaborate, but we'll make sure that people get served. And also, we're going to have selected pieces of art by people who are known in the field of survivor art and non-survivor art, supporters of the whole program. And these will be ranging in price. We don't know the prices yet, but there'll be some very, very interesting pieces of art from the artists that we have collected who are going to display their pieces. And these will be on Facebook so that if people want to look at them on the evening of the 15th, they can look at them. Then they can check back on Facebook to see, well, is this something that I want? But they can get a gander at the actual piece on February the 15th.
And where is the money going?
It's all going to the conference. Any money that is collected. It's all proceeds will go towards funding major expenses of the Psych Out Organizing Committee, which is organizing the Psych Out Conference.
Yeah, well, that's good. So it's not going into anybody's pocket, which is something that's very important for our listeners to say. No one's getting rich on this, I can tell you, friends. But we do need, right, we do need people to come and to donate what you can. As Mel said, right, no one will be turned away, but we do need to raise some money to bring, right, some brothers and sisters who are out of town, especially, to help them come to help them to participate in the conference, which is coming up in May, right?
And I just might say that this is the first conference for organizing resistance against the country. It's the first international conference, and this is going to be a tremendous event for a new era of anti-psychiatry, which had its moments in the 70s and early 80s and 60s, but has succumbed somewhat. Now it's going to come a fresh new beginning in this new...
Well, it sounds very hopeful, and I know a bunch of us are putting a lot of effort into this, including yourself.
And so, you, Don.
Well, you know, in this way, you know,
And Moran, and Ilona,
who are on the committee again, our special thanks to them. And, of course, the co-chairs of the conference committee, special shout-out to Dr. Bonnie Burstow, who is chair of CAPA, and Shandel the Diamond, who is doing a great job. So, Shandel, if you're listening, thank you very, very much, sister, for a lot of good work and effort in organizing this international conference. And we're going to say more about this between now and May, because I hope to have some other people on the conference committee here in the studio to talk about their involvement and what they hope for the conference, and to do sort of an update on the conference. So, Mel, thanks again. I think
we'll
wind this up for now.
This is a really worthwhile event.
It's
not just worthwhile for anti-psychiatry, but it's a fun evening that you can come out to and listen to some really great artists and see some really great art.
Okay, thank you. Maybe we'll take a break. Susie or Kristen, I can see my sisters there who are looking after the tech. Could we have a little musical break here for something that you think it's in your hands? And we'll be right back, friends.
Know your health care rights. Individuals claiming refugee protection have a right to access fundamental or basic medical care free of charge. The Interim Federal Health Program, administered by Citizenship and Immigration Canada, ensures emergency and essential health services for refugee protection claimants and those protected persons in Canada who are not yet covered by provincial health care. Want to learn more about the free health care services available? contact Immigrant Women Health Center at 416-323-9987 or Access Alliance Multicultural Community Health Center.
Okay, we're back. Susie, thank you. And this is Don Weitz again, your proud anti-psychiatry activist host for on CKLN. You're listening, friends, to Revolutionary Radio on CKLN 88.1 FM. Now, you just heard my good friend and brother, activist Mel Starkman, give some important information out about the Psych Out fundraising event, which is the first of its kind, as far as I know, for an international conference next May, but the conference is coming up in about a week, and I'll say a bit more. I'll remind you at the end where and when it is. Now, right now, I thought I'd focus a bit on what these infernal machines called electroshock. As you know, I've talked about electroshock before as one of the worst atrocities in the history of medicine. Electroshock as a, quote, psychiatric treatment, which I prefer to call procedure, is still going on in Toronto and across Canada, and in fact in many other countries, and hurting an awful lot of people. People have lost huge chunks of memory. They weren't warned about the permanent losses. They've suffered brain damage. They suffered trauma, learning disabilities, careers in Canada, not somewhere else. So this is something that I'm talking about now and then, and I've had survivors on. And the thing is that right now, the American Psychiatric Association is right now engaged in a lobbying campaign in the United States in particular to get these machines classified as safe in class 3. See, back in the 70s, the Food and Drug Administration, which is the major regulatory body in the United States, classified these black box shock machines in class 3 as high risk, safe. Never been tested for safety. At that time, the Food and Drug Administration included a statement about possible brain damage and memory loss that has not been contradicted by the Food and Drug Administration yet. Now, there's a campaign to stop the reclassification which the American Psychiatric Association wants. They wanted, as I said, to classify these machines in class 2 as safe. If that happens, that will further legitimize this horrible treatment, this horrible procedure that should never have happened. Now, Health Canada has been very silent about this, about the shock machines. As a matter of fact, I know that, and I've got this on record, Health Canada has never tested the machines. So here is Health Canada going along with the Food and Drug Administration in the United States on its coattails, just approving what the United States Food and Drug Administration says. You know, I mean, there is no attempt to restrict electroshock officially by Health Canada. That's something else that I think I'll look into along with some others here in Canada. So what, as a member of CAPA, we drafted this statement about shock machines, and I'll read some excerpts from it. And by the way, this campaign to ban electroshock, at least to restrict it, to keep it in Class 3, has gone global. Maybe when we get rid of the machines, then we can get rid of electroshock. So here's some excerpts from the Kappa statement. Shock machines deliver up to 400 volts of electricity. That's over three times what comes out of your electrical outlet at home. The FDA has never tested shock machines for medical safety and therapeutic effectiveness. During the shock treatment, electrodes are placed above the temporal lobes, which is the site of memory function of the brain. Every shock treatment causes a grand mal epileptic seizure, convulsion, and coma. Yes, shock treatments cause many devastating effects, particularly brain damage, permanent memory loss, problems in concentration, learning, loss of creativity, and sometimes death. It has destroyed the careers and lives of many, and there are seven references following that statement. 30 years ago, in a report on medical devices, the FDA, that's the Food and Drug Administration, officially listed eight risks to health, including brain damage and memory loss. Women and the elderly are the prime targets. I've said this many times, friend, and I will say it again. Women and elderly people are some of the most vulnerable in our society, are targeted for this brain damaging procedure. 2 to 3 times more women than men are electroshock. Women experience electroshock, to use Dr. Bonnie Burstow's phrase, it's a form of violence against women. A form of violence against women. Shock treatments shorten the life of elderly patients. There are 4 or 5 references to back this up. Since psychiatrists and other physicians frequently violate the patient's right to informed consent, shock treatments are generally coercive, delivered against your will. Electroshock triggers terror and trauma in most patients. Now, given these facts, we, that is the executive of CAPA, the Coalition Against Psychiatric Assault, that signed this letter, conclude that shock machines pose unacceptably high risks to the health and lives of hundreds of thousands of people. We urge the FDA not to be pressured by the American Psychiatric Association, which is currently lobbying to reclassify them in Class 2. Until they are banned, all shock machines should remain in Class 3, which is the unsafe high-risk classification. We also recommend that the FDA start testing shock machines for their medical safety, and we are confident that they will be proved medically unsafe. And as engines of destruction, shock machines have no place in the healthcare system of the United States and other countries, and they should have been banned years ago. Now, that is the basic statement that I'm proud to say and that I signed along with Diane Moore and Dr. Bonnie Burstow, who are on the executive of CAPA. And now, if or when I get a response, when we get a response from the Food and Drug Administration in Maryland, in the United States, we will certainly let you know. I will certainly let you know, but I'm not going to lose any sleep over it because these guys who read this, they're not eager to legitimize the criticism. And by the way, there'll probably be many, many hundreds of letters that will have been written. Now, I want also to let you know that one of the outstanding activists and shock survivor, who has written a brilliant letter, and I will read some excerpts from it, Leonard Frank. He is, of course, totally opposed to shock. And I just want to point out that he mentions, as I can't read all of it because we don't have time, but he points out, as I have said, that this is a memory-destroying, in fact, he said it very well on in this first point, electroshock is a brutal, dehumanizing, memory-destroying, intelligence-lowering, brain-damaging, brainwashing, and life-threatening technique. Robs people of their memories, their personality, and humanity. It reduces their capacity to lead full, meaningful lives. It crushes their spirits. Put simply, electroshock is a method for gutting the brain in order to control and punish people who fall or step out of line and intimidate others. And I couldn't have said it better. And he also mentions a number of other issues and, of course, studies to support the fact that, of course, memory loss and death, which is often covered up by the American and Canadian media. You don't hear about deaths from shock in Canada or in the United States. So Leonard has put on the web an outstanding book. It's called The Electroshock Quotationary, and it's electroendofshock.com. If you want to read some dynamite, Mel, you have read it, I think. You read a lot of stuff about shock, and you've read Leonard's Electroshock Quotationary, right? And it's on the web, endofshock.com. Okay, friends, and you can read this. It's over 100 pages with tons of important points. And Linda Andre, I have to say, she just came out with a new book where she documents the lies, yes, lies and cover-ups of the American Psychiatric Association, as well as the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, the regulatory body, isn't it? Did you want to say something about that, about Linda Andre's
Book? I'm just reading it now.
Yeah.
And, it's just tremendously researched. It's written in plain language.
Yes.
It talks about one individual who went through the system,
yeah,
and how she was built out of her artistic ability. This is very right. important. I think there's two things. It's not just the loss of memory, short-term and long-term, but you lose abilities. I know one person who lost their musical ability.
Yes.
I lost memory of my university years, all that I had learned. But a much more important thing is you lose the ability to learn new things until you apply yourself and you reprogram your mind. You really have to reprogram your mind to overcome the stigma and the actual physical effect on your brain.
Right. Very well said. Well, Mel speaks from experience, and he's been active. I'm very proud to count him as a brother and a fellow activist in our continuing struggle to get rid of this atrocity that is paid for, friends, by OHIP and by Medicare across Canada. It costs, what is it, $2 million, yes, to fry people's brains, and people that say that it really helped are in denial very often. And so I will wind up on that. We'll be saying more about the struggle to outlaw, to ban these machines. And to remind you, friends, in the few seconds we have, I just want to remind people of the Psych Out fundraiser. And please make a special effort to come next Friday, January 15th, 7 to 10 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul Community Center at 427, that's 427 Bloor Street West, two blocks west of the Spadina subway. Look for the ramp outside. It's on the main floor. It's wheelchair accessible. That's important, friends. We always hold events only if it's wheelchair accessible. So that's about it for now. I know I'm getting a good high sign, and thank you very much, Susie, for teching. Also, to Kristen and Mark for their help. And I couldn't do this without their help. Now, in signing off, 2 weeks from now, friends, it'll be the 22nd. I'll be back with Anti-Psychiatry Radio, some more issues, and also don't give up and keep fighting. And, of course, we will bring you more human rights issues. And take care and stay warm. Special thanks once again to Susie, Kristen, and Mark for helping to put this show on the air, the only one of its kind in Canada. Take care.
Gonna run to